A setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, sight reading is a skill. It's also very challenging. So if you can manage to make it through the day without butchering the names of half the graduating class, you're doing okay.
Oh, no, no, no. If your job is to announce the names, you double check how to say them before the event.
Maybe you saw this going around social media. I did. It's hysterical.
No. Oh, gosh.
Thomas Jefferson University in Philly. They actually had to apologize.
Oh, gosh.
After a bunch of nursing students' names were mispronounced at their graduation this past week.
Oh, no.
So the woman who was reading the names, apparently the phonetic spelling of the names were not good. And so that's what they're kind of blaming it on. But listen to how she's butchering some of these names that aren't hard, like Elizabeth.
Victoria Lee Zubikross.
What the heck? Victoria Elizabeth.
Oh my gosh.
Gross. Not what she said.
Yeah, so this is a TikTok of someone who's watching it go down.
Marlena.
Oh, Melanie.
Zobeth.
Molly.
Ha.
Wait, you mean Melanie? Marlena.
Carolina. Urina.
Oh, gosh.
Ha, move me.
Thomas.
Yeah, that's Thomas.
Oh, Thomas.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So the school swapped out the person reading the names for a different announcer halfway through.
Halfway through?
Yeah.
The announcer got fired?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, halfway through. I don't know if you remember the classic Key and Peele sketch where a substitute teacher from the inner city comes in and does a class roll call.
I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen.
Jacqueline.
Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here?
Oh, yeah. Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay.
A lot of people were comparing that to that sketch.
Oh, gosh.
The Aaron sketch there.
I mean, now, there could have been a couple of things at play here. It could have been like a last minute, hey, we don't have anybody because our speaker, like, canceled. Can you do it? And then maybe they didn't have time to prepare.
Maybe not. I'll tell you, this failed me miserably. I was emceeing like some derby gala. All right. A lot of rich people at the Galt House, let me tell you.
Oh, gosh.
And that, you know, I practiced and practiced and practiced these jockey names. You know, I'm calling these jockey names. I practiced them. So I did my homework. But what threw me were they started handing me names on napkins of, hey, mention this person. This person's in the audience. We didn't know they were going to be here.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh, and not all of them are Pat Day. Let me tell, or Mike Smith. I mean, these guys sometimes have challenging names.
They do have challenging names, yes.
And I'm up there going,
hey, Aaron, where are you?
Hey, Aaron.
So anyways, setting the bar. We'll post it up because it is, it's one of those where you're like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. At Ben and Kelly Show. That is your setting the bar story.